This is Bird Note. Cornell Lab of Ornithology maintains the largest collection of bird sounds in the world. Let's listen as Arthur Allen, the lab's founder, narrates, in 1958, an evening in Sapsucker Woods.
There is a charming spot in the Finger Lakes country of central New York that we know as Sapsucker Woods. Friends have given it to Cornell University to be set aside in perpetuity as a bird sanctuary. At its northern border is a woodsy pond where the waterfowl vie with the frogs and toads to make the nights musical and interesting. We call it Sapsucker Woods because here the yellow-bellied sapsucker finds a place sufficiently cool to satisfy its Canadian urge and sound its irregular Morse code and rear its young south of its normal range. We now invite you to sit with us as the shadows lengthen and listen to the changing calls of the wild. The scarlet tanager is the first to greet us from a nearby pine, singing like a robin in a hurry with a cold. Hurry, worry, flurry, blurry. Now the descending spirals of the veery. Across the road, over the open field, a bobolink sings his last song of the evening. And then gives over to the vesper sparrow that does his finest singing in the twilight.
Enjoy the rest of the story and learn more about the lab at birdnote.org.